2. Most people who've had 3 brushes with death, one involving a ghoul, would be scared into a very cooperative state. Tammy appeared to be channeling her inner Paris Hilton instead. Evidently, she'd never heard the word no before. She was outraged that we didn't let her go back to her house to pack. And then she was really upset once she saw the town we were hiding out in.
You've got to be kidding.
Tammy gave a disparaging glance at the rustic countryside and overgrown cherry orchard bordering the property where I'd grown up.
It's in the middle of nowhere, Tammy went on. You probably have psychotic inbreds living in the woods.
She suffered a traumatic experience, I reminded myself again, gritting my teeth. Cut her some slack. Licking Falls was in the middle of rural nowhere, but that was the point. It might not look appealing to a young heiress, but for safety, it was ideal. No one would think to look for Tammy here. We'd rounded the last turn and were heading down the long gravel road that led to my old house when Bones abruptly stopped. What's wrong? I asked, feeling his tenseness like invisible ants marching across my skin.
Your house isn't empty, he stated low, and the occupant isn't human.
Let's get out of here, Tammy said, her voice rising.
Now! I had my hand over her mouth even as Bones slid soundlessly out of the car. All we needed was for Tammy to start screaming to really alert whoever the undead intruder was. How the hell had someone beaten us here? We told no one we were coming. Instinct made me want to follow Bones, but that would leave Tammy unprotected. I glared at Tammy and ordered her in a low tone to be silent. The power from my gaze rendered Tammy mute at once. Then I let go of her mouth and pulled out a few weapons, all my senses directed toward the house half a mile up the road. Relief rolled across my subconscious moments later, causing me to lessen my grip on my knives. Bones must have killed the intruder. Being connected to Bones this way was like hitchhiking on his emotions. In situations like this, it also came in handy. I began to drive up the road again, ignoring...